Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make a real change in your life to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Vell and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. As we enter into this brand new year of 2025, we have this brand new message talking about it's time to move in a new direction. We're going to continue on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, praise the Lord. It's time to change. If you're ever going to change, you need to change. Because people keep on putting it off. The more you wait, I'm telling you, the more the devil going to get a hold of you.
Yes, Lord, that's right, amen.
And it's going to be to the place where the devil going to have you so bound and so tied up that you don't feel like you're all right like you are. You're going to remain like you are.
That's right.
I'm telling you. But the thing I'm saying now, while you hearing the word of God, while the Lord is knocking on your door, now is the time to make the decision to follow Jesus. Now is the time to get yourself right with the Lord. Now is the time to repent and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I will not sin no more. It's time to change. It's time to move in a new direction. It's time to stop playing with the devil. Because the sin is a killer. It's destroying our young people. It's destroying the people, even the middle age and the senior citizens. Satan is destroying the people. Look at the violence and the evil that's going on in our world. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm telling you, a 17-year-old boy, amen, laying dead in the yard. It's sad. It's really sad. It's sad for a grown up, an adult, to be laying dead out there in the streets, in the yard, or in their apartment buildings. But you say a 17-year-old boy? Praise God. I'm telling you, it's sad. Amen. Look at the jails and prisons, how it is. It's so sad in these jails and prisons. The staff problems. Amen. Places is not got adequate staff to work. And it's hard on the ones that's working there. Yes, I'm telling you. Amen. And amen. It's so sad in these places. That's the reason why these officials need prayer. In these officials at the prisons, correctional officers, they need prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. People that work in these jails, local jails and all, jail officers, they all need prayer.
That's right.
You need to pray for them because they need help. They need prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Pray for our police officers that's on the streets because they're there for our safety. Amen. Pray for those that's in authority.
That's right.
Amen. Highway patrols, pray for them. Praise God. Amen. Deputy sheriffs and all. Local police, city police, town police, pray for them because they all need prayer.
That's right, we need prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to move in a new direction. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to stop straddling the fence. Stop saying the Lord God is a forgiving God and just saying you can sin and the Lord will take care of that. It's time out for these playing games with the Lord. It's time to live right. It's time to stop messing with the devil. It's time to start serving the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Amen. We need to do that. Yeah. So you can make heaven your home. Because you cannot go to heaven with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. But the Lord wants 24-hour Christians. He wants people that will live right. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Luke 15:11. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living.
Now, young people feel like that. Some of them say, I'll be glad when I get grown, as they say. They want to get out there and enjoy and see what the world is out there. I'm telling you, you better be glad you at home with your mom and dad, especially if you got a good home. Now, I know some people may not have a good home, but if you got a good home, you better enjoy your days with mom and dad. Because being out there may look good to the eyes, but once you get out there, you're on your own. And when you're on your own, you got responsibilities if you want to survive. And don't want to be hungry out there on the streets. You got to learn how to take care of your affairs because at home, mom and dad takes care of your affairs, such as put a roof over your head, give you food to eat in the refrigerator, giving you clothes to wear, giving you your cell phone. Amen. Paying your, cell phone bill, paying your electric bill. Light bill, so you have light on. Mom and dad take care of that. You ain't had to worry about that. But when you get out there on your own, you got to pay for it yourself. If you want to, live in these luxuries and things, it's not going to come to you free. That's part of being an adult. So people, you got to understand, pray God, in order to go in a new direction. You got to know how to take responsibility. Now, this young man, pray God, he wanted to get away from home. He wanted to get out there, but he didn't know how to take responsibility. He wanted to get out there and have a good so-called good time. How many young people want to get out there and have a so-called good time? Amen. Want to get out there. Some people can't wait to go to college. I'll be on my own, away from mom and dad. That's what he said. Amen. Get out there. And I'm telling you, if you don't have the right wisdom and discretion, you'll be caught up in the mix and be caught up in all the so-called fun. Now, that prodigal son, he went out there and got caught up. Well, as long as he had money, he had friends. People like to party, as people say. Get out there and party and do. Amen. Have a so-called good time and all of that. They did all that. But when his money ran out, his friends left him.
And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. He began to be in want.
Amen. Now, people, when you fall down in the dumps, where are your friends? When you fall down and feel like you're in need, you are in need, where are your friends? See how the devil do you? Amen. He will get you up there and let you waste your resources on riotous living. Now you don't have money to buy no groceries. You don't have no money, amen, to pay the light bill, to pay the phone bill, pay your rent. So you, amen, just out there, just pitiful. That's how the devil will have you. That's how the devil will have you. But the Lord will show mercy. Ain't you glad the Lord showed mercy? He'll give you a chance to get yourself right so you can move into a new direction. Praise God. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
And when he went and Joab said to a citizen of that country, he sent him to the fields to feed the swine.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen. You down, they're going to hit rock bottom. Done hit rock bottom. How many of y'all done hit rock bottom? Some folk land in jail. Amen. Some people, amen, land in the hospital. Amen. I'm telling you. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. I'm telling you. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. It's time to move in a new direction. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in our bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know it's time for a change. It's time to move in a new direction. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Just amen. Pray, give God the praise and drop me a line and write me and tell me about it so I can praise God with you. Missionary, they'll be glad to receive your letters. Amen. As you write our ministry. Praise God. Amen. Here come my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise. And the song said, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Come by here. Just like that message where Ella Holmes was saying that about that prodigal son. He needed somebody. He needed the Lord. And the Lord is there for you and I. The Lord can bring you out of trouble and set you on a new direction. Doberham prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As the author says that if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He can pick you up. No matter where you done, Lord can pick you up and to restore you. So you have hope and you trust in the Lord. Those behind in the free word, we're thinking for your prayers and support of our ministry. You pray for us as we pray for you, that the Lord will provide your needs also. Remember that God loves with everlasting love. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, if whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. You give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord open up doors. We go into the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To those that behind prison bars. Amen. Those you in the free world, write us. And we're glad to minister as well unto you. Amen. Those you in the free world as well. Praise God. Spanish speaking Mexican, write us. Amen. For Spanish material, amen. Spanish Bibles, called Jesus Love the Spanish speaking people. Praise God. Amen. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.